Okay, so on the NBA front, non-Mavs related. By the way, do we know if Luka has left town? I mean, I'm sure he was leaving pretty quickly to go back home because you got to get the Olympic thing cooking pretty quick here. You got practice and all these, you know, it's not just him. It's everybody that's involved in.
Do you, though? I mean,
I
guess with the finals going on.
The Olympics start in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, okay. So I guess in the case of their national team, once Dragic and him are available, I suppose everybody else just assembles, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
And they're available. So like I bet you he's gone.
Like the U.S. Olympic team, I assume they always have to wait till the finals are done. But they also probably don't really have much of a camp. Like if you want these guys to play, we'll see you like 4 days before the Olympics starts, right?
I mean, I'm trying to think right now of the guys that will be on the U.S. Olympic team, and it's Kawhi, I'm sure. I mean, again, I think it's kind of a rotating superstar list of guys that are going to be on it. You know, some guys opt out, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that Kawhi and Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, those are three for sure names.
You would think.
Devin Booker?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I would like for him to be on my team. So they put the screws to, Phoenix did, to Denver. This is wild that all these teams in the West are West Coast teams. They're all teams that are just complete NBA outliers when it comes to historical NBA franchises and, you know, winning big titles and things like that. It's a really weird mix, and it's such an East Coast thing. Basketball, to me, has always been considered so much larger in the East Coast, and maybe it's just growing up with college basketball that way. It's not that way now, I realize that. But it is weird. I wonder how this all plays out, you know, from the Mississippi over.
Well, I would like to think they're all pretty excited about their door being open, because if this weekend has made us feel anything about the NBA playoffs, it's that if you're still alive,
oh, you got a chance.
You now should probably be saying, why not us? I mean, last Tuesday or so, or Wednesday, I think, when we were doing the show, just about everybody handed the trophy to Brooklyn.
Now they're all dinged up.
And if you'll recall, I said, okay, but let's at least let Milwaukee play a few home games and see what happens. And, yeah, I didn't anticipate that would cost them Kyrie. But it kind of looks like it has.
Well, he said after the game that he was fine. He could have come back in, but they were getting beat.
He did?
Yeah. He said that he could have come back in, but they were down by 12 whenever he left the game. And he was the coaches and training staff were like, let's just sit this one out and wait for you to come back home.
They were down 4 when he left the game. It was 44-40. And then went to halftime, and it's like a 5-point game.
Oh, I thought he was down. They were down more than that, or at least the way he said that, he was like, "Yeah, we were down by X amount."
No, maybe it took them.
Oh, maybe
to get the exam and the X-rays, and now they're down 12. Maybe,
yeah.
But I didn't understand a lot about that. But if you're telling me Kyrie's good to go for Game 5, I would be shocked, given how bad his. I mean, dude, the side of his ankle was flush with the floor. It looked bad. Really bad.
Just like 20 minutes ago, they announced he's out for Game 5.
Oh, okay.
He's fully out.
Fully out.
So what does that mean for Harden?
Harden's out too for Game 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so huge. And that's the one thing that you've talked about and a lot of people have talked about is that you never think about these things going into these giant series of, okay, you're going to be missing. It's like the Warriors a couple of years ago against Toronto.
Yeah.
All right, have fun playing without KD and Klay Thompson. You don't think about those things, but those things happen.
They absolutely do, and that's why you have to stay in the fight. You just have to, you know, you're not cheering for injuries. Nobody does, but the more, and I'd love to go over this in an appropriate time, maybe in the next couple of days at the compound, but just looking at the super teams, the more you put your eggs in the basket of two guys, three feels a little safer against the freak injury, but if it's in two guys like LeBron and AD, and, you know, we've had a lot of machinations of this over the course of this decade of the super team. If on one hand it takes till about your 30 to get you all together on the same contract,
yeah,
and now you are two or three deep and everybody else on the team is like a D-League roster, it's cool, if everybody stays perfectly fit and nobody goes over the hill of their career path. But the one gamble, and you would never refuse a superstar getting together with another superstar here.
No.
But I don't know that it's foolproof. In the case of Brooklyn, and they may still escape this and be fine and win the title and we'll all have a laugh, but in the case of Brooklyn, you are assembling three guys, and I don't want to say injury prone is the term, but all of them have dealt with health. And I think Kyrie might be 30 now, but the other two are definitely over 30. They've all played 1,000 games, and you're just like...
You have tons of playoff experience, for sure.
Tons!
Oh, my God.
Kyrie just turned 29 in March somehow. He's still in his 20s.
Okay. And you know what? Durant's 32 and Harden's 31, maybe, I think. Anyway.
Well, and if they are all healthy...
They're going to lap the league.
Yeah.
If it works. We've seen it 7 games. Who knows?
Right. I mean, I think if two of those three are healthy, they've proven that they can, you know, hang with pretty much anybody in the East. If all three of them are there, I'd love to see it. But again, they played 7 games all year together. And so...
And why?
That was the thing. Is going into the playoffs, why were we so like, okay, well, it was almost like the KP thing. Just get him ready for the playoffs. Well, just get these guys ready for the playoffs. Well, guess what? The playoffs show up and they got hurt again.
I thought to myself, because there was a dumb game the Bucks lost. I can't remember which game it was, but there were like 6 games to go, and they actually had, after they won, they beat Brooklyn twice in Milwaukee without Harden in the regular season to get home court over Brooklyn.
And then they lost a silly
game. And then
on
the way in, they lost a silly game, and they didn't even seem to care because who cares? We're going to play them in the playoffs, and we can win anywhere. And I thought, guys, that's insane. How can you just give home court away because...
Well, it matters now, and it'll be interesting. I'll tell you what. If they don't win this series, you talk about taking it to your effing grave. If you're Milwaukee,
yeah.
You can't lose this series. You can't.
I agree with you, but it's sports, man.
I know.
It's sports. We'll
so
see.
On the other side...
We got two tonight?
Yeah, so Denver's out. Nikola Jokic got tossed. I don't know what y'all thought of that play, but...
That was ridiculous. You don't throw out the league MVP for that.
The windup, though.
I know.
It looked like, okay.
Okay, give him a flagrant.
I know. He's a giant man, and when he cocks his arm back and thrusts it all the way down toward, who was it? Cameron Payne?
Yeah.
Little tiny Cam Payne. It looked so much worse than it actually was. And it was... Dude, that's nothing more than a hard foul. Yes, he thought he got fouled. He missed a shot. He just wheels around and rah!
If he did it underhand, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Allow me to say, though, of the 5 MVP caliber players in the league, there's exactly one who gets ejected for that, and it's him. They're not ejecting Kawhi for that. They're not ejecting LeBron or Giannis.
Luka?
Okay, Luka maybe. But you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. LeBron does not get ejected for that, and Giannis doesn't either.
LeBron for sure does not get ejected. There's no way. Anthony Davis might get ejected. A lot of it has to do with sheer size. Again, if Jokic was 6 feet tall, if that was Jamal Murray doing that, it doesn't look as bad. Because he's a giant human, it looks so much worse.
It does.
Either way, they were gonna get beat.
They were.
I mean, that series was over.
It was.
That had nothing to do with the outcome.
So we have 2 game 4s tonight, real quick, because we've used all of our time, it appears. But the Hawks have a chance to get even, and they better, this series is over. Yeah. And then the Clippers have a chance to get even in a game where Mike Conley is already out. So 6:30 and 9 on TNT. NBA doubleheader tonight.
There you go.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.